愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone。
感谢主，我们这一次的 NCC 能够在圣何西教会来举开。
We thank God that this annual NCC for this year is held at the San Jose Church.
我们主要的主题是在讨论宣道的工作。
And our main theme for discussion at this conference will be the work of evangelism.
主耶稣升天以前对我们交代两个使命。
Before Jesus ascended into heaven, he gave us two commissions.
第一个是往普天下去传福音。
The first was to preach the gospel to all the nations.
信而受洗的必然得救。
And those who believe and are baptized will be saved.
第二个是要牧养他的羊。
And the second was to feed his lambs.
这是教会的两大使命。
And these are the two main goals and works of the church.
这也是我们聚集在一起所讨论的主题。
And these are also the main topics of our discussion.
今天早上跟大家一起来讨论美国教会与世界宣道。
This morning, we would like to talk about the topic, the True Jesus Church in the United States and World Evangelism.
下一个。
Next slide.
好，我们真耶稣教会有两大使命。
We know that the True Jesus Church has these two great commissions.
真耶稣教会就是末世的真教会。
And the True Jesus Church is the apostolic church that has been reestablished in the end time.
真耶稣教会的存在不是偶然某一个人所发明的一个教派。
And the True Jesus Church is not by coincidence that a separate denomination was created.
真耶稣教会的存在是圣经里面预言的实现。
But rather, it is the manifestation of prophecies in the Bible.
在阿摩斯书里面说要重建大卫倒塌的帐篷。
And in the book of Amos, it says that the tent of David will be reestablished.
那个帐篷代表教会。
And that tent represents the church.
使徒时代的教会是一个得救的教会。
And the church in the apostolic time is a church of salvation.
那是圣灵降下来所建设的。
And it was established personally by the Holy Spirit.
但是使徒时代的末期，教会开始出现异端。
But at the end of the apostolic era, there were many heresies that appeared.
所以到了第二世纪的初期，圣灵就停降。
So in the beginning of the first or second century, the Holy Spirit ceased to descend.
演变成为罗马天主教的开始。
And that was the beginning of the Roman Catholic Church.
那么一世纪的初期
，all the way until the beginning of the 20th century,
圣灵在降临，建设了真耶稣教会。
The Holy Spirit came again and reestablished the Apostolic Church.
所以真耶稣教会的使命就是要重建使徒教会。
So the goal and the mission of the True Jesus Church is to reestablish the Apostolic Church.
使徒教会只有一个。
There's only one Apostolic Church.
末世的真教会也只有一个。
And there is only one true church in the end time.
这是我们对我们自己的教会需要一个很清楚的认识。
And this is the very clear understanding we must have of our church.
从其他的教派来说，真耶稣教会是很多教派当中的一个。
For other denominations, they see our church as only one of several denominations.
从圣经来看，真耶稣教会是独一的真教会。
But from the point of view of the Bible, the True Jesus Church is the only true church.
唯有我们这一点能够看得很清楚，站立得很稳，我们对世界宣道的使命才有真正的意义。
And unless we can have this very clear understanding, we will not be able to evangelize in the world.
先看马太福音二十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音的二十四章。
Matthew 24.
十四节。
Verse 14.
马太福音二十四章的十四节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 14.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Matthew 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
这里最后一句话说，末后的日子就会来到。
And the last phrase here is, then the end will come.
这个 end, 结束就要来到，就是指着主耶稣再来，世界末日，新天新地的开始。
The end here refers to the second coming of Jesus Christ when the new heaven and the new earth will be established.
那什么时候要来到？
And when will it come?
天国的福音要传遍天下。
When the gospel of the kingdom will be preached to all the world.
让万民能够有机会来听到这个福音。
So that all nations will have a chance to hear this gospel.
然后结束就要来到。
And then the end will come.
如果这个福音是指的一般教会所传的，
If this gospel refers to the message preached by most Christian churches,
你到非洲的丛林里面，你看到好多的基督徒。
Then even in the jungles of Africa, you will see many Christians.
你听到好多的福音电台。
You will hear many gospel stations.
已经传遍了世界。
It has already been preached to the whole world.
所以很显然的，这里讲这个天国的福音是使徒教会所传的福音。
But we can see here that the gospel of the kingdom refers to the gospel preached by the apostolic church.
是神启示在真教会的十大信条。
And it is the ten basic beliefs that God personally has given to us.
没有一个教派所传的福音跟真耶稣教会是一样的。
And no other denomination in the world preaches the same gospel as we do.
因为我们所传的从神启示来的。
Because all that we preach has been revealed to us by God.
这个叫得救的要道。
And this is the way of salvation.
那这个要传遍天下，主耶稣就再来。
So when we preach this gospel to all the world, then Jesus will come again.
所以真耶稣教会所承担的使命非常的重大。
So the commission that we hold as a true Jesus church is very great.
要传遍天下，迎接主耶稣再来。
We have to preach this gospel to the whole world, and then Jesus will come again.
下面我们先来看使徒教会怎么扩张。
So let us study how the apostolic church expanded.
因为使徒教会的兴盛，这是真耶稣教会发展的一个蓝图。
Because the growth of the apostolic church is also a blueprint for our church today.
使徒教会的开始是从耶路撒冷开始。
And the apostolic church began in Jerusalem.
主耶稣升天以后，应许他们要求圣灵。
And when Jesus ascended to heaven, he told them to pray for the Holy Spirit.
在使徒行传第一章。
It is in Acts chapter 1.
那他们得圣灵以后，在第二章。
And then after he ascended, in Acts chapter 2, they began to preach the gospel.
那从第二章开始，我们就发现三千个人受洗，再来五千个人受洗。
And in chapter 2, we see that first 3,000 were baptized, and then 5,000 were baptized.
所以我们要问，是先有圣灵，还是先有教会？
So we have to ask, was it the Holy Spirit that came first or the church that came first?
从使徒行传看起来是教会圣灵降临来建设教会。
So from the book of Acts, we can see it was with the coming of the Holy Spirit that the church began.
我们现在开始发现很多的基督教派开始在求圣灵。
And we can see that many other church denominations are seeking for the Holy Spirit.
是先有教会。
They had the church first.
但是他感觉到圣经也讲圣灵啊。
But then they started to realize the importance of the Holy Spirit.
他觉得自己没有圣灵。
And then they realized that they do not have the Holy Spirit.
开始求圣灵。
So they are seeking the Holy Spirit.
但是我们看真耶稣教的开始是工人得到圣灵受启示建立起来的。
But we can see that the true Jesus church began when the Holy Spirit came upon the early workers and then they were revealed the truth.
所以使徒行传第二章记载耶路撒冷的教会。
And so,
的建立。
In Acts chapter 2, we see the establishment of the true church, the apostolic church in Jerusalem.
速度非常快。
It was very fast in growing.
那后来开始接受逼迫。
And then there was persecution that came.
那到使徒行传第七章。
When we get to Acts chapter 7.
斯蒂凡被打死。
We see that Stephen was martyred.
所以第八章开始，耶路撒冷一些信徒就没有办法住下去，要往外移民。
And with this persecution, the believers in Jerusalem had to move away and disperse to many areas.
逼迫是不好的。
Of course, persecution is not good.
但是往外移民是福音扩张，这原来是好的。
But the result of the believers spreading to many areas and preaching the gospel there was a good result.
所以这群信徒就走遍了各处。
So those believers were scattered and spread throughout the region.
那到使徒行传的十一章，
When we reach Acts chapter 11,
我们就看到他们来到安提阿。
We see that the believers are in Antioch.
所以整个使徒教会的建立是从耶路撒冷，然后一直往外传。
So we can see that the church started in Jerusalem, but spread from there.
那神不是在两个地方建设圣赐下圣灵建设两个教会，然后最后合一。
It was not that God established the church in two different places and then joined them together.
是一个源头赐下圣灵，然后往外传出去。
It was that there was an original beginning in Jerusalem from the Holy Spirit, and then it spread from there.
常常听人问，会不会有另外一个真耶稣教会？我们不知道的，到后来发现，然后合一。
So some people may ask, is it possible there's another true church out there that we don't know about that will join with us?
神要拣选他的羊归入真教会，这是圣经的教训。
Of course, God has chosen his lambs and will bring them into his flock.
但从使徒时代的例子告诉我们，不会有两个真耶稣教会最后合一。
But from the example in the Bible, we see that the pattern is not that there will be multiple true churches joined together ultimately.
这是一个教会，神建立的教会，然后往外扩张。
There is only one church that God will establish, the true Jesus church, and then it will spread to the world.
那到十一章。
In chapter 11,
他们到安提亚就建设了教会。
And we see they have reached Antioch and established a church there.
我们看十一章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 11.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多。安提亚很多人信耶稣。
And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord.
所以在那个地方，他们称信耶稣的人为基督徒。
So it was there that they were first called Christians.
那安提阿建立教会以后，安提阿教会就成为往欧洲宣道的一个基地。
And once the church was established in Antioch, it became a starting point for the gospel to spread into Europe.
所以这些历史的事件都要成为真耶稣教会的一个发展的一个模式。
So these historical developments of the church then is also a pattern that we should follow in the true Jesus church.
我们看十三章。
Let's look at chapter 13.
所以十三章第一节讲安提阿教会有几个工人。
And in Antioch there were certain workers.
他们第二节在禁食祷告的时候，圣灵要分派巴拿巴跟扫罗做宣道工作。
And in verse 2, we see that as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit sent Barnabas and Saul.
所以保罗的第一次宣道工作不是耶路撒冷差派的，是从安提阿差派的。
So the first missionary trip of Saul or Paul was not from Jerusalem, but was from Antioch.
所以从安提阿为基地往亚细亚，然后往欧洲宣道。
And so from Antioch, Paul went first to Asia and then to Europe.
所以安提阿变成一个对外宣道的一个基地。
So Antioch became the starting point for the gospel spreading to other areas.
那后来福音传到腓立比。
And then the gospel spread to Philippi.
那腓立比成为一个新的基地，在往外扩张。
And Philippi became another center from which the gospel could be spread.
传到哥罗西。
And to Colossae.
那哥罗西成为一个基地，在往外扩张。
And from Colossae, again, another center was established from which they could expand.
所以我们可以看到，使徒教会的地方教会不只是专顾自己的地方教会。
And so we can see that the apostolic church centers were not only responsible for their own region.
他们知道神给他们的使命，要让他们在那里建设教会，要成为基地，往那个地区扩张。
They knew that once the church was established by God in their region, they had the mission to spread it to other areas.
所以我们要以这个模式来思考我们美国真耶稣教会的使命。
So we have to consider this model in assessing our True Jesus Church work in the United States.
因为我们所要走的路线就是使徒教会发展的路线。
Because the path that we should take is one that should follow the apostolic model.
所以我们要很清楚的了解，我们美国教会要健全，这不错的，但是我们还有往外传福音的使命。
Of course, we understand that it is important to strengthen the church here in the United States, but we must not neglect our mission of spreading the gospel outward.
下面一个，真耶稣教会的发展历史。
So now we look at the history of the development of the True Jesus Church.
1917年，真耶稣教会在中国建立。
In 1917, the True Jesus Church was first established in China.
当初非常有能力。
Initially, there was great power.
起初的三个工人非常有能力。
And the three initial workers were filled with the power of the Spirit.
差不多圣经里面的神迹奇事，在早期的真耶稣教都实现出来。
And practically all of the miracles that were recorded in the Bible also occurred in those early days.
确实，神的国不独在乎言语，也在乎全能。
And the kingdom of God was seen not only with with truth, but with power.
所以早期的工人并不懂得圣经很深的理论跟神学的观念。
So even though they did not understand theology or much of the theoretical aspects of the Bible,
但是他们有神所启示的十大信条，还有神的权柄。
But they had been revealed the 10 essential truths from God and the Holy Spirit's power.
所以很快的, 不到几年就从北京一直往下传。
So within a few years, the gospel spread from Beijing to the south.
然后到1926年就传到台湾。
And in 1926, the gospel was brought to Taiwan.
大概是经过9年就传到台湾。
Within 9 years, the gospel was spread there.
而且到南洋。
And also to Southeast Asia.
速度非常快。
Within a very rapid time.
那在台湾传福音速度也相当快。
And the gospel spread very quickly throughout Taiwan as well.
就像使徒行在我们看第二章，一直看到第五章、第七章，传福音速度非常快。
So just like we saw in the book of Acts in chapters 2 through 5, the gospel spread rapidly.
到1930年代，郭多玛长老就把福音传到夏威夷。
And in the 1930s, Elder Thomas Guo preached the gospel to Hawaii.
这是美国圣公发展的第一个阶段。
And this was the first establishment of the gospel in the United States.
就是1930年代，福音在夏威夷建立。
That is in the that decade of the 1930s, the church was first established in Hawaii.
但是美国本体的福音真正开始在发达是在1970年代。
But it was not actually developed in the mainland of the U.S. until the 1970s.
那这个1970年代美国教会会开始发达，主要是因为从台湾来了很多的留学生。
And the main reason that the gospel was brought to the mainland was because of many foreign students who had come to immigrated to the United States from Taiwan.
因为那个时候美国生活物质水准很高。
Because there was a very high standard of education in the United States.
所以很多人一想到美国就说啊，那个青年堕落了。
Many people in Taiwan thought that people who immigrated to the United States would go downhill.
堕落就是信仰退步了。
Or their faith would decline.
但是到了1970年代的末期。
But in the 1970s.
我们有长子从台湾来访问。
There were ministers and elders from the Taiwan churches who came to the United States to visit.
他们发现到美国来读书了，不准读书读得很好，而且非常的热心。
And they found, on the contrary, that the students who had come to the United States had actually revived their faith and were very fervent.
非常受感动。
And so these ministers were very moved.
所以70年代以后到80年代的初期，美国本地圣公的发达主要是。 到美国来留学还有工作的这一群人。
So primarily in the 1970s and 80s, the people who established the church here in the United States were immigrants who had come to study or work.
那这就有一点像 到使徒行传13章安提阿的教会。
And this is similar in a way to the Acts chapter 13, the description of the Antioch church.
他是从耶路撒冷移民过来的。
The believers there had had immigrated from Jerusalem.
那到1989年,
and in 1989,
开始有信徒移民到南美，阿根廷。
There were believers who then immigrated to South America, to Argentina.
所以他们那里信徒说，如果 北京是耶路撒冷，那地级就是阿根廷。
And they said that if the beginning of the church is in Beijing, then the end of the earth must be Argentina.
因为从台湾从北京坐飞机要20几个小时。
Because even the plane flight from Beijing to Argentina is over 20 hours.
所以现在美国整个五大洲都有我们真耶稣教会。
So now in the five major continents, we have churches of the True Jesus Church.
这是我们真耶稣教会发展的大略。
And so this is a general overview of the development of the True Jesus Church.
下面，现在我们看美国本土的美国的真耶稣教会发展。So
now let us look more specifically at the United States.
1930年代夏威夷教会成立。
In the 1930s, the first church was first established in Honolulu.
1948年中国大陆失去联络。
And in 1948, lost contact with mainland China.
所以很显然的，从30年代一直到60、70年代都没有外来的人协助支援。
And so from the 1930s to the 1960s, there was really no outside support from the church to the church in Hawaii.
那到1970年代的末期，有四个教会。
And by the end of the 1970s, there were four churches in the United States.
夏威夷教会、北加州教会、南加州教会，还有纽约的教会。
And they were in Hawaii, Northern California, Southern California, and New York area.
那一直到1980年代的末期，有八间教会。
By the end of the 1980s, there were eight churches.
到1990年代的末期，十五间教会。
By the end of the 1990s, there were 15 churches.
到2008年，现在22间教会跟祈祷所。
And currently, in 2008, there are a total of 22 churches and houses of prayer.
我们仔细看，大部分都是移民。
And still, we see the major population are immigrants.
那我们要现在想，美国教会的发展是得到很多我们其他教会的资源。
And we see that the churches require a lot of support from other churches.
美国教会的发展是从台湾得到很多的帮助，联总得到很多的帮助。
We see that the churches in the United States have received a lot of support and help from Taiwan and the International Assembly.
我们现在美国有九位传道。
Right now we have 9 full-time ministers in the U.S.
九位里面有三个是美总借调，后来变成美总的传道。
And,
台总借调变成美总的传道。
Of these, three of the ministers were initially sent by the Taiwan GA and then came over to the US GA as full-time ministers.
我们看今年的工作报告。
If we look at the current ministry report.
2008年，美国教会从联总得到多少的帮助？
In 2008, how much help did the US GA receive from the International Assembly?
那所有来的人加起来超过十二个月。
Over the whole 12 months.
所有来过的人那个工作的天数加起来超过一年。
Oh, I see. All of the work time that has been assigned to the U.S. from the outside is over 12 months.
所以我们一定要有一个很开阔的视野。
So we have to have a broader vision.
如果没有外来联总的资源，我们今天教会的发展可能没有办法这么快到这个程度。
If we did not have as much help from the IA as we do today, our expansion would not be this rapid.
所以当我们在想到美国本土的时候，我们要想其他的地区的发展需要我们去支援，就像我们在发展过程其他的地区来支援我们一样。
So when we are looking at evangelizing to other areas, we have to think of how to help them in the same way that we have received help from the IA.
1985年，联总的办公室迁到加州。
In 1985, the IA office was in California.
那个时候想美国教会大概可以承担世界宣道的工作。
At that time, it was thought that the U.S. could take the primary role in world evangelism for the church.
我们有几位青年非常的优秀，也献身当传道。
And there were several young, talented members who offered themselves as full-time ministers.
但是过了几年，这个联总办公室又搬回台湾。
But after several years, the IA office was again brought back to Taiwan.
因为主要大部分支援国外的工人都是从台湾派出去的。
Because still the majority of preachers going out to various parts of the world are from Taiwan.
所以将来美国的真耶稣教会在世界的宣道工作能够扮演什么角色？
So we have to ask what kind of role does the U.S. church have in world evangelism?
这个完全在乎美国教会能够培养多少有恩赐、有奉献心的工人能够来支援其他地区。
Depends entirely on how many talented workers the church is willing to foster to spread the gospel throughout the world.
到2004年，联总跟西六坡教会联合买一块土地。
And in 2004, the IA jointly purchased a piece of land with Hillsboro Church.
这个表示在联总的眼中，对美国的教会还是有非常大的期待。
And this represents the great hope and expectation that the IA still has for the church in the U.S.
因为在整个西半球里面，人力财力最丰富的是美国教会。
Because still within the Western Hemisphere, the greatest talent and ability lies in the U.S. churches.
所以，如果我们有愿意靠神的心， 美国教会在神的帮助之带领之下，一定能够荣耀神的圣名。
So if our church is willing to rely completely on God's guidance and power, then of course we can do a great deal for God's work.
但是如果我们没有这个使命的自觉，我们来到美国就是想追求美国梦，在这里往上爬，来享受高等的这个阶层，那美国教会可能在世界宣道的地位就会被其他地区所取代。
But if we in the U.S. do not take the mission very seriously and only pursue our own American dream for a higher status in the world, then perhaps the mission will be placed on someone else's shoulders.
所以这是一个责任，但是这也是一个机会。
So of course this is a great responsibility, but it is also an opportunity.
但是这也是一种福气。
It is also ultimately a blessing.
所以我们要想到美国教会在世界宣道的使命。
So we have to think about the mission of the True Jesus Church in the U.S. in world evangelism.
下面，那我们先来看美国的本土。
And let's look at the U.S. Itself.
我们现在有18间教会，4间祈祷所。
There are 18 churches and 4 houses of prayer.
根据我们现在的报告，有2907位信徒。
And as of our current report, there are 2,907 members.
那所有的教会大概一半以上集中在加州。
And half of the churches are in California.
特别是南加州的数目特别多。
Especially in Southern California.
所以我们可以看到加州在美国的教会的发展呢，扮演很重要的角色。
So we can see that the role of the California churches will be very important.
这是美国的现况。
This is the current status of the church in the U.S.
下面，OK， 那我们美国教会对的使命，我们现在看美国真耶稣教对世界宣道的使命。
So now let us look at the mission of the True Jesus Church, the U.S. churches in world evangelism.
什么是世界宣道
？What is world evangelism？
我们从我们地方教会开始做，就是世界宣道。
Even if we start from our regional churches, that is also world evangelism.
因为美国也是世界的一部分。
Because of course the U.S. is part of the world.
所以我们还有很多未得之地。
So we have a lot of frontiers to cross.
我们本身还有很多工作可以做。
There is still a great amount of work that each of us can do.
那如果我们以使徒教会的发展来做一个蓝图。
And again, if we look at the Apostolic Church as the blueprint,
我们就不能够期待我们现在的发展速度会跟使徒时代耶路撒冷教会一样。
We may not expect that our pace of growth will be the same as the Jerusalem Church.
我们也不能够期待我们现在发展的速度会跟当初真耶稣教会创立的时候这么快。
We may not hope that the pace of growth would even be as fast as the initial growth of the True Jesus Church.
因为使徒教会发展到末期，我们看很认真在传福音，但是速度慢下来。
Because even the Apostolic Church towards the end, even though it was still growing, slowed down.
所以我们传福音的速度会减慢，这从使徒行传看起来，这本来就会这样。
So that the pace of growth will slow down is also apparent from Acts.
那在保罗在当时的雅典，在那里跟他们辩道。
And Paul was debating with the others at Athens.
雅典学术中心学术很发达。
And Athens was a center of thinking and philosophy at the time.
保罗也很有口才。
And Paul was very eloquent.
但是辩完道，没有几个信主。
But even after the debate, not many came to believe.
所以这个让我们知道说，我们是有困难的。
So we can see, even from his example, that there will be obstacles.
但是我们要靠神，尽量的去完成神给我们的托付。
But we have to rely on God to do what is commissioned to us.
下面，整个世界有分作五大洲。
So we know the world is divided into 5 major continents.
宣道的工作分作东半球跟西半球。
And we have divided the work into the Western Hemisphere and the Eastern Hemisphere.
那东半球就是亚洲跟大洋洲。
And the Eastern Hemisphere consists of Asia and Oceania.
那西半球就是分美洲、欧洲跟非洲。
And the Western Hemisphere consists of the Americas, Europe, and Africa.
那我们看西半球的工作。
If we look at the work in the Western Hemisphere,
英国教会大概有2400个信徒。
In the UK, there are about 2,400 members.
有8000教会。
And 8 churches.
哦，美国教会有2900个信徒，22间教会。
And the U.S. has 22 churches and houses of prayer, and 2,900 members.
加拿大大概有600个信徒。
And Canada has about 600 members.
所以我们把整个人力的比较，我们不能够推迟美国教会的责任。
So, in comparison with these other major countries, we cannot deny our responsibility.
而事实上，在西半球的宣教，美国教会过去已经贡献了相当的力量，而且也有一定的成果。
And within our past history, we have already, the U.S. Churches have already offered a great deal and have had significant accomplishments.
下面，非洲的宣道。
So the work in Africa.
非洲的宣道从1979年开始。
The evangelism in Africa began in 1979.
第一个工人是美国差派的。
And the first worker to be sent there was from the U.S.
从1979年到差不多1998年。
From about 1979 to 1998.
这个差不多20年的期间呢。
Within those 20 years.
差不多20年时间。大部分的工人都是由美国差派的。
The majority of the workers sent to missionary trips to Africa were from the U.S.
那1998年以后，英国训练的几个传道人。
And in 1998, the UK GA trained up several ministers.
所以他们现在已经能够独自承担非洲的圣工。
So they are now able to take on the responsibility for evangelism in Africa.
那我们就想，1979年到1998年这段期间，美国的教会有没有因为支援非洲的工作，圣工慢下来？
And if we think about those 20 years from 1979 to 1998, did the work in the U.S. slow down because of the efforts in Africa?
如果我们从刚刚美国真耶稣教会的发展
，If we look at the establishment of the church in the U.S.
79年有四间教会
，From 79 there were 4 churches.
到1999年有15间教会
，From 1999 there were 15 churches.
可见发展是没有受阻挡。
So we can see that there was no hindrance to the work here.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为当初工人到非洲去
，Because when the workers went to Africa,
很多的信徒出钱出力
，Many believers offered financial and personal support.
我记得很多的信徒为着到非洲工作的工人祷告。
I remember there were many people committed to praying especially for the work in Africa.
所以非洲很有功效。
So the work in Africa became very successful.
带来美好的见证，很多的信徒得到造就。
And there were many beautiful testimonies from the work there, and many were edified.
而且借着为着非洲的圣工祷告，这个地方教会也兴盛起来。
And also because of the work in Africa, the regional churches also grew.
施比受更有福。
Because it is greater to give than to receive.
美国教会在政府最发展的时候是施付出的一个阶段。
So during that period, the U.S. was in the mode of giving.
所以这句话不只适用个人，也适用在教会。
So of course, this truth is not only applicable to individuals, but to the church as a whole.
今天我们如果能够结合地方教会的祷告，跟我们所将来要负担往外宣道这个工作去，我们地方教会也会兴盛。
So if we link the prosperity of our regional churches to the work abroad, then naturally the whole church will grow.
这个一个非常奇妙的体验。
And this is a very miraculous experience.
神爱那些爱其他人的教会。
God certainly loves those who love other churches.
那非洲现在有13个国家。
So there are 13 nations in Africa.
那主要的工作是由英总跟法国教会来负担。
And the majority of the work now is under the responsibility of the UK GA and the French Church.
所以对世界宣道工作负担的责任，美国并不是最重。现在来说
，So actually, the responsibility for the Western Hemisphere evangelism is not primarily on the U.S.
好，我们来看下面。好，这个是英国总会所负担的非洲圣工。
So we see a chart here of the nations under the responsibility of the UK GA.
大概有十个国家。
There are about 10 countries.
所以英国总会每一年东非派四个梯次，西非派四个梯次。
And so every year there are four trips planned to East Africa and four planned to West Africa.
他们大概只有五个还是六个传道人。
And they only have about five or six full-time ministers.
那为着让非洲工作做得好。
In order for the work in Africa to go well.
他们成立一个小组。
They have a specific team established.
而且每一年呢招义工来训练，现在已经训练第五年。
And they have also established a volunteer training program that has gone on for 5 years.
每一年大概有40到50个青年的人参加。
Every year there are about 40 to 50 young members who attend.
这些青年去参加非洲的志工回来都得到很大的造就。
And all of the believers who attend this training receive a lot of edification.
在地方教会服事也活泼起来。
And they have also increased their service in their local churches.
所以这个我们教会如果有负担往外传福音的使命，会造就很多的青年，给他们有一个机会来为神在那个地方兴旺福音。
So if we encourage and develop world evangelism starting from the local church, then all the youths also will increase their faith in the local church.
下面。我们看最第二个蓝线哈，巴黎教会。
At the second line, we see the Paris Church.
巴黎教会一共不到100个信徒。
Paris Church has less than 100 members.
但是他们负担非洲法语区的圣工。
But they are responsible for the work in the French-speaking African nations.
现在在贝宁跟刚果有教会。
Currently, there are churches in Benin and Congo.
然后最近传到那个卢安达。
And recently, they have preached into Rwanda.
刚果有现在有一两千个信徒。
Currently in Congo, there are 1,000 to 2,000 members.
是有一个80个人教会的巴黎教会来支援。
And they are supported entirely by an 80-member church in Paris.
教会有没有变成比较软弱？没有。
Have they become weaker because of that? No.
因为当使命很清楚的时候，大家投进去，地方教会就热起来。
Because when they have the responsibility of this mission upon them, the whole church pulls together.
那英国还有包括负担俄罗斯的圣工。
And the church in the UK is also responsible for the work in Russia.
所以他们工作量相当的重。
So they have a lot of responsibility.
那我们回来看美国总会的责任。
So now let us look at the responsibility of the U.S. Church.
我们负责中美跟南美的宣道工作。
We are currently responsible for Central and South America.
如果我们看什么叫做联总。
If we look at what is the International Assembly.
联总的专职传道现在只有一位。
There is only one full-time minister for the International Assembly.
就是联总的主席。
Who is the chair.
那其他都是各总会调来的。
And all the other ministers are from all the other general assemblies.
所以以前要提到宣道工作，大家都要人，希望联总派给我们。
And so in the past, we were always hoping that the international assembly would send more workers our way.
但是一提到钱，大家说我们没有钱。
But whenever we ask for more offering, everybody says we don't have.
所以后来联总把这个工作分给各个总会去关心负责。
And therefore, the International Assembly, because of the burden, has divided the responsibility among the individual General Assemblies.
马来西亚负责印度。
Malaysia is responsible for India.
台湾负责泰国。
Taiwan is responsible for Thailand.
香港。
And Hong Kong.
中国大陆。
And mainland China.
然后新加坡负责缅甸。
And Singapore is responsible for Myanmar.
沙巴负责菲律宾。
Saba Church is responsible for the Philippines.
所以每一个联络处跟总会都有他关心的范围。
So every regional center and GA has its responsibility.
那我们每种被分派的就是关心中美跟南美。
So the USGA has been given the responsibility for Central and South America.
下面，我们先看。上面就是美国，下面就是中美跟南美。
So we see the map of North America and then Central and South America.
那加拿大因为最近已经有两个传道，所以逐渐他们在工作上就是可以自己独当一面。
And Canada, because they have two full-time ministers there, they have more independence.
但是中美跟南美需要我们大力的支持。
But Central and South America require our support.
下面。我们现在在中美跟南美一共有六个地方有教会，有聚会点。
Currently, there are six centers of worship in Central and South America.
在中美的多米尼加，我们有会堂。
And the Dominican Republic, we have a church building.
而且二十几个信徒。
And there are about 20 members there.
在南美的阿根廷。
And in South America and Argentina.
我们有差不多280个信徒。
We have about 280 members.
智利最长的这个字，左边最长的这个智利。
In Chile.
这个智利大概有二十几个信徒。
There are about 20 members there.
然后在巴拉圭，我们有祈祷所。
In Paraguay, there is a house of prayer.
也有会堂。
And a church there.
那这么大块的土地，现在只有一个传道人注目在阿根廷。
Currently, in that whole region, there is only one preacher who lives in Argentina.
所以将来我们美国教会，我们不但要放眼看美国，而且要看到中美跟南美。
So ultimately, we do not focus only on the U.S. Region, but also Central and South America.
这是我们美国教会要谈到世界宣道，就是这个就是我们的责任。
So in looking at world evangelism, this is our responsibility.
除了美国本土之外。
Apart from the U.S. region itself.
下面，我们要为着福音来发光。
So we have to spread the light of the gospel.
福音带给现在人希望。
So the gospel brings hope to the people of this generation.
我们现在物质生活水准越来越高。
All of our living standards are certainly high.
但是我们举目往历史往前看，要往哪里去？没有人能够告诉我们。
But where history will bring us in the future, no one can tell.
我们看这个世界充满着动荡。
We know that there is a lot of turmoil in the world.
照着圣经的预言。
And according to the prophecies.
往后的日子会越来越坏，不是越来越好。
And the times going forward will be even more difficult, not better.
道德会堕落。
And morality standards will decline.
宗教会越来越困难。
And religion will be increasingly under attack.
地震、饥荒、灾殃会一直来到。
There will be many natural disasters, earthquakes, hurricanes, and so on.
还有战争也会来到。
And also the coming of war.
到主耶稣再来之前，逼迫会来到。
And we know that before Jesus comes, there will be increasing persecution.
所以照圣经的预言，困难的日子在前面。
So according to the Bible, the difficult days are yet to come.
所以唯一能够让我们有希望的，就是把福音传给他们。
So while we still can, our responsibility is to preach the gospel to those people who need it.
所以我们在这个大环境里面，如果从圣经来看，只有福音给我们希望，除了福音没有希望。
So when we study the Bible carefully, it is only the gospel that can bring us hope, nothing else.
第二个。马其顿的呼声。
Secondly, we must hear the Macedonian call.
我们在看到很多地区都需要我们去帮忙。
We can see many regions need our support.
所以我们需要出钱出力。
So we have to offer up both financial support and our personal efforts.
派遣工人来协助他们的工作。
To send more workers to help the work there.
第三个。
Third.
以祈祷来支持宣道的工作。
We must support the mission with prayer.
我们刚刚听伊丽莎白在教会的报告因为祷告，所以家人在台湾就信主了，很多好几个家庭。
And we can hear the testimony given by the Elizabeth Church that many members' families have come to be saved because of the work of prayer.
所以这个祷告是宣道一个非常有力量的一个方法。
So without prayer, the work of evangelism cannot go forward.
所以每一个人都可以参与宣道工作。
So of course, everyone can participate in evangelism.
因为每一个人都可以为宣道来代祷。
Because everyone can put evangelism in their prayers.
当我们参与宣道工作，借着代祷的时候，我们也可以得到神的赏赐。
And when we support the work of evangelism with our prayers, God will also give us His blessings.
最后一个是个人的投入。
And finally, to dedicate ourselves to the mission.
我们希望我们每一个人能够把我们的工作延长跟神的工作连在一起。
And we hope that all of our work can be linked more closely with God's commission to us.
所以我们刚刚听到好多有的人在大学教书，借着那个福音传，借着那个机会传福音，那个工作本身就不是虚空的。
We have heard that there are people who have, say, in colleges and teachers bring the gospel to their students, and then their work is not in vain.
那有的人退休以后非常热心地投入教会的圣工。
And many people who, after they retire from work, put a great deal of their effort into the church.
那退休的生活就不虚空。
And then their retirement will not be empty.
那有的人虽然在工作，我们就看到他们拿出假期来参与义工的工作。
And we see that even though people are working, they take vacation time to do missionary work.
5月份呢，我到肯亚去。
In May, I went to Kenya.
我要回来那天。
And the day that I came back,
我在肯亚遇到4个工人。
I met 4 other workers in Kenya.
一个传道带3个义工。
There was one minister who brought 3 volunteers with him.
去坦桑尼亚，要去那里建立宗教教育跟开拓工作。
And they were going to Tanzania to establish the religious education and the evangelism system there.
都是年轻人。
All of them were youths.
所以我们可以看到教会里面已经有一批年轻人对神的呼召有感受，而且有行动。
So we can see that there are already a group of youths in the church who have heard the mission of God called to them, and they have responded.
要非常感谢神。
So we have to be very thankful to God.
那为着同入中美跟南美的工作。
So how can we more support the work in Central and South America?
我们需要有更多人学习西班牙话。
We need more people to learn Spanish.
因为整个中美南美都是讲西班牙话。
Because the primary language there is Spanish.
如果年轻人要学第二语言，最好学西班牙话。
So if you are deciding what to take as a second language, it is best to take Spanish.
你学法语用不着。
It's not as important to learn French.
德语大概也用不着，圣公来讲。
According to the needs of the gospel, French and German are not as important.
你如果学西班牙话，在美国本体就很多西班牙语系的人。
Actually, even within the United States, there are more and more people who are have Spanish as their primary language.
中美南美一块还没有开拓地区。
And of course, there are many areas in Central and South America we have not touched.
等我们福音传遍了，主耶稣就再来。
So once the gospel is preached to all the nations, then Jesus will come again.
那这4点就是284首的主题。
And so these 4 points are the message we see in hymn 284.
对，唱诗284首。
So now let us conclude with hymn 284.